In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we're celebrating a votive Mass in honor of the Blessed Sacrament, which is traditionally done on Thursdays. And of course, this Sunday we are celebrating Corpus Christi Sunday, the great festival in honor of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, in honor of the Holy Eucharist. But we may have forgotten that traditionally Corpus Christi Sunday was celebrated on the Thursday after Trinity Sunday, as our Lord instituted the Eucharist on the Thursday before Good Friday. And still in many cultures, Corpus Christi is held today, especially, of course, at the Vatican and in Italy. The Pope today will have the procession through Rome with the Eucharist. And when I was stationed in Brazil it was actually a national holiday, Corpus Christi Thursday. And they have their processions today through the streets with the Blessed Sacrament. It's a wonderful reminder for us of the love and devotion we should have to this great treasure, our Lord Jesus truly present in the Eucharist, and especially in a time where men are celebrating evil and glorifying perversity and sin and all that is godless, we need to redouble our efforts in glorifying that which is truly holy and noble and beautiful, and that is the Holy Eucharist, Jesus truly present in our midst in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord reminds us today that we are called to perfect love of God, that God does not call us to love by halves, but he calls us to a perfect love, and that is that he wants us to love with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. And God never asks that which is impossible. In calling us to this perfect love, God knows that we can achieve it if we put our hearts and minds to it, that we are called to love him perfectly and to see in him the source of all our desires, all our longings, all our hopes. And to help us in this, we can ask our Blessed Mother for her heart. Her heart was most perfect in loving God. And we can ask her to help our frail hearts, our weak hearts, to achieve that which God is calling us to by uniting our hearts to her heart. And simply saying, Blessed Mother, give me your heart to love Jesus as you loved him. Give me your heart to serve him as you served him. And Our Lady will truly help us with the graces we need to reach that perfect love of God. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, when you go to Holy Communion, ask Mary for her heart. Ask Mary for her heart when receiving Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, that we might have the same sentiment she had when she received Jesus in the Eucharist, her love, her devotion, her tenderness, her purity, her worship, that we might have her gratitude and thanksgiving, that our hearts may be filled up with all the same devotion of Mary as we receive Jesus. Let us, above all today, be renewed in our love and devotion to the Holy Eucharist, seeing how great a gift God has given to us on earth, truly our greatest treasure on earth, that nothing in this world can surpass the true presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.